from our brand new home.
We're about to witness the greatest miracle of the machine age.
The Allstate Skyline Studio.
Do you hear me? We got to risk a full power start.
The Steve Cochran Show.
On 720 WGN.
All right, 9:13. We had an hour number four on CLTV and 720 WGN. You know, when I'm not here on the radio, I don't know how many of you guys know this. I'm an interior decorator.
And I knew that.
And that's why, Sandberg, you should probably take this segment away from me and do it from here.
I saw the billboards on the Kennedy.
Right.
With your face all over.
Steve style?
Steve style.
we have Katie and Maureen Smith with an E from Walter E. Smith.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Half of the four Smith women.
Yes.
Yeah, running the company, and it's about time. Good for you two.
Thank you. Thank you.
I noticed I didn't give the other two sisters as much credit as I gave you two.
We showed up here in a monsoon,
so we deserve a little extra credit, right? Well, you both look fat. And by the way, you know, we talk about it in the commercial about regardless of your budget, you get a designer. Katie's actually working on stuff at my house.
I am.
So I think it's a perfect challenge to take on my office here at work.
Oh, yeah. If anybody doesn't know, Steve has a lovely golf-themed office.
Let's say had.
I had, actually, because Maureen sent me a picture of the wall that your niece did that she painted, which is beautiful, and it's a big update from the golf wallpaper.
I can't believe you're judging my golf office.
Is your house all golf?
There was golf wallpaper and a golf border.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I didn't
that opens that. You up to all sorts of judgment.
You know what? We had other stuff to talk about, but I just want to talk about what Steve's house is like, what his office is
like. I'm going
to
need a photo.
Oh, she likes the rest of the house.
The rest of the house is lovely. The rest of the house, I think, is all Maureen, but the office was like the one untouched place
where I almost ruined it, but it's still salvageable. Well, before we get into this, in talking about what's going on here, you know, and I mention this all the time, the stuff I talk about on the air, I spend my money on it because I believe in it. And I believe, and I said this to you guys at the meeting that we had initially, I think Walter E. Smith and WGN have a lot in common. I mean, they're both Chicago institutions.
Exactly. And that's what we love. We love our Chicago connection, and we love that people remember all the wacky commercials, and it's kind of just part of like the local lore.
And the trucks, in a way. The big brown trucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
But back it up to the beginning. Grandpa started this?
Great grandpa started this. We are the first of the fourth generation to come on board. So our great grandpa started it after World War II. He knew that vets were returning home, getting married, starting families. So it started over on like Belmont area.
Okay.
As a pretty much an appliance store, and they sold kitchen dining sets, things like that. And over the years, I mean, that's was 75 years ago. Mm-hmm. Things have changed and
but these are GIs coming home. Yeah, the GI
exactly.
Bill.
Exactly. And we're a proud military family. Our grandpa was in the Army. My husband was in the Army. So it means a lot to know that we served that group of Chicagoans so many years ago.
So how do you go from selling Maytag washers and dryers to eventually selling the fabulous furniture?
Well, I think a lot of it just has to do with changing tastes and changing needs. You know, these days, everybody's using Instagram and Pinterest to get inspiration.
Yep.
So we're constantly having to up our game and constantly looking for new sources. And, you know, my grandpa prides himself on bringing custom furniture to the Chicago area. So he was really a pioneer in that, in letting people come into our store, look through thousands of fabrics and pick exactly what they wanted. Yeah. Until he did that, it was really unheard of. So we kind of took his lead and inspiration, and we've just been running with it ever since.
And I think you said when we met with you before that the showrooms are set up by similar to those Instagram and Pinterest pictures.
Absolutely.
So if you're looking for a style, you can take you to an area where you see the actual furniture.
We design the showrooms to lifestyles or to particular tastes. So we are really proud of the fact that we have something for everybody. A lot of our competition is kind of one note, and we can replicate anything our competition does and then some. So whether you're traditional, which is what I think a lot of people associate us with, to modern or somewhere in between, we really do have it. And that's a constant challenge for us to fill everybody's needs. Yeah.
Now, I want to get from great-grandpa to grandpa. Does he still have the car from the commercial, that classic car?
He does not. I think it just got to be a little bit more than he could handle.
Right, cracked it up. Driving too fast.
No, he didn't do that.
He scuffed it up, shoving a couch in the back.
There you go. So, well, you got to deliver. And your dad, I should say, mm-hmm. and your dad's brothers, explain how the transition went from the boys to the four sisters.
It's kind of been a gradual evolution. Not having all four of us on board in leadership positions was never part of some grand plan. It just kind of
happened. Yeah, you all were kind of doing your own things,
We all graduated from college and did our own thing with mostly large international companies.
Right.
And then as opportunities arose within our organization, we were invited back, and if we wanted the opportunity, we took it. And fortunately, we all did, because now we can all get together for lunch every now and then. We've got 17 kids among the four of us. So having a quiet lunch with my sisters on a Tuesday afternoon out in Itasca, Illinois, there's nothing better.
I always call work my zen time. Right? It's like as easy as it gets for me.
Because Katie, you have four?
I have five.
You have five. Maureen, you have four.
Six.
Wow.
So there's 11 kids just between the two of us.
Yes.
This is why this is our zen time.
Somebody's got one set of twins.
I have
Maureen
the twins.
Does. Yeah. Just one set.
Just one. Yeah.
Yeah, but these kids are going to age into stock room like so fast. They're going to be back there working.
Oh, yeah. That's what we did. We every, you know, weekend that we could, we were working warehouse sales or stamping envelopes. I mean, that was kind of just what we did growing up. My dad never accepted anything less than hard work. That was just always his motto, and I think we've all kind of taken that inspiration and really carried the family flag, if you will.
Friends and Family Sale continues. Here's my blatant plug, because I believe in what you guys are doing, and continues through the weekend, but make your picks by Monday, and you're going to make some major savings, so we'll talk more about that coming up. And then, Sandberg, you're going to talk about what they're going to do here?
I am.
Okay, stand by.
We and as
does it involve golf wallpaper?
No, as Steve designed his home office, he thinks he's going to weigh in our office here, but we need professional help.
I think I'm smart enough to stay out of this one. Stand by. More with The Smith in just the moment.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Maureen and Katie are here, two of the four Smith bosses at Walter Reed Smith Furniture, and they're going to what are they going to redecorate in specifics? Or I should say decorate, because we just moved into this building.
Right, so our office, the little office that kind of looks like an aquarium, all we have is the those desk things around the back end, so I'd like a bench in there. Steve wanted to have a couch. I don't want a couch for people because I feel they won't leave. I would like a somewhat of a hard bench across that window there, so that
how hard? Like an uncomfortably hard bench?
Slightly
like stylish, but it's like a 2 minute and get up and get out.
Exactly.
Yes. We'll find something that's stylish enough, but just unpleasant enough that nobody wants to stick around.
It's called the Justin bench.
Yeah.
You guys walk through here. This is a very nice new place that we have here, but there's a lot of glass.
A lot of glass.
A lot of glass. And I said, there's no place to go and just, you know, have my daily cleansing cry, where I just go and think about what didn't work on the show. I've never been in an office space before where there wasn't a room where you could go and have a meeting that everybody else was talking about and wondering if it was about them. Have you seen a place like this where it's just glass in every office?
I have not.
My first job, everything was open. It doesn't matter if you, the CEO to... That, you know, the guys at reception, everybody was in the wide open. There were no doors in the whole.
Well, if I remember right, Maureen, you've done more than your share of decorating as well. And Katie, you come from the side and still do it. So what does this place say to you? What's the feng shui of a hallway?
To me, this place says, we're in Chicago. Look at me. It's beautiful. Like, I don't know that you need much on the walls or anything, because really the art is the beautiful skyline that we have here in our city.
No question in the studios. Katie, agree or disagree?
I definitely agree. That was actually when you said a lot of glass. I was like, well, I think it's because of all these wonderful views, even though we can't see it today with the rain. Yeah. But you could certainly warm up the space. I think it needs a little bit of a decorator's touch.
They were in the green room, and I think one of our bosses said they rearranged the furniture in there to make it more zen. Actually, it might have been Violetta, the traffic person from the afternoon. And I could tell Maureen and Katie were like, well, this is an interesting layout. But
the green room could use a little love. Yes, it could use a little Walter E. Smith.
Yes. Yes.
What's the most important thing? There's so much that goes into the process of style. But what's the most important thing if I'm going to redo Steve's office that you guys think about?
I think there's two things. One is to be functional, especially in office. But two, to be personal. You know, it's especially in an office, too. You know, you want to have your own personal touch. You want to be comfortable there. You want to kind of just show who you are with your space and feel at ease and comfortable in it.
I still hear golf wallpaper.
Yeah.
But I was just talking about.
We're going to find a little golf throw pillow or something for
like,
you, I think.
Yeah, just like a gimme in the corner. Oh, look, we did something for you.
I think you'll be surprised. We'll sneak something in.
There'll be something in there?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So what do we do, Sandberg? How do we get this done?
Well, we're going to work with the girls.
And that means you're going to, and I'm going to stay out of it?
Yeah, and then people can stay tuned, and we'll find out what they plan for us. The nice thing is the office, the desks they chose are like a light gray. Oh, and cool. Then the wall thing we have there is a blue. I personally am a big fan of blue, so yeah, we're working with good colors in our office.
Well, gray's the color now, right?
Gray's the color, and we're seeing navy everywhere, too.
It's navy.
We're having a lot of fun now with green, so probably in the next 6 months in our stores, you'll see a little bit more green popping in. So it's kind of fun to be ahead of those trends and to always be watching for the next big thing.
Well, where do you guys, I think you guys as the trendsetters, where do you guys get your trends from?
Anywhere from just following designers online, like on Instagram, it's a great place. Also, we follow interior designers and retailers, like on the coast, really. California and New York have a lot of really good, there are a lot of trendsetting going on there. And then we also go to the furniture markets in High Point, North Carolina, where you see a lot of great furniture trends. And we go to the accessory show in Atlanta in January, too. And it's really inspirational being there and being around these people that kind of lead the trends. And what we saw in April was, I know you were asking about gray, we saw a lot of color actually at the April furniture market in North Carolina. So I think stay tuned. I think color's actually coming back in a big way.
Purple's
a big color right now.
I know. Hey, that's what I give to this conversation.
Some of us
ultraviolet, to be exact.
Dave, your entire house is done in northwestern purple.
It's done in purple, but it's also done. No, we have a green couch and a green love seat in the living room, and my wife is saying, well, we've got to get rid of the green couch, but you're saying green's making a comeback.
Well, what depends on the shade.
Yeah, what shade of green are we talking here?
It's kind of, I guess it would be like an olive-ish green.
Okay, that could work, but we're seeing a lot more like deeper saturated emeralds. It's kind of a bigger
thing. Yeah, this wouldn't be that.
So, you know, Dave, I think that you should step into one of our 10 Chicago area showrooms.
I think I'm going to do that.
And let us help you out.
I think I will do that.
All right, Sandberg, last word from you.
I just wanted to know if there was a trend thing that you guys thought was going to be big or didn't want to be a part of, but then had to get it at the store because people wanted it.
I would say the first thing that comes to mind is blush pink. Because it was huge in women's fashion, and we tried it on a couple things in our stores, and they didn't really take off. And I think that's because, you know, home purchases are intended to last a lot longer than a shirt that you find at H&M.
Sure.
So we tried it. We put it out there. We were on trend. It was super cute, and now we're on to the next thing.
Well, you know, brings up the last question for me. Katie, you go into a house. They're lovely people. But you see something in the house where you go, whoa, this has got to go, but they just love it. What do you do?
Oh, I work around it. I work with it. If you love something, and that usually means it's got sentimental value. And,
right.
You know, back to what I was saying about personalizing your space. If you love it, then we'll figure out a way to work it in. And,
so you can style around anything.
Yeah. I might be cringing in my head, but...
Like, what if Dave's a round coffee table wagon wheel with beer caps on it? Is that okay? Can you keep that?
You know what, though? If everything else around it looks good, there's ways we can accent it and make it look better than ever.
Well, his wife is lovely. So, you know, well, she dresses the room
up. And it has sentimental value.
Right.
Right?
Your college years. Exactly. Walter E. Smith, Friends and Family Sale. When are we wrapping up? Monday?
The 30th.
Oh, it's the 30th. Okay.
Yes.
Well, but we don't want to tell people they've got all the time in the world. They got to get on this.
Yeah, Monday.
It's wrapping up, though. Tell you, it's almost July.
Right. So get to any of the 10
get
stores
the store,
and get in. And plus, you can download that $500 coupon right now.
Mm-hmm.
Smith.com. Yeah. Nice start. Great to see both of you.
Great to see you guys, too. Thanks for having us.
And we'll throw this all over social, on including Insta.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Look at you.
Yeah. And also, Justin, for you, Friendster and MySpace.
Yeah, no, that's right. I'm still there. I got so many friends on Friendster.
Say hi to your 47 children.
We will. We'll give them a big hug from Uncle Steve.
Please do.